Blog Talk Radio.
And I want to welcome all of you coming from the Blog Talk also. We're combining our efforts this morning to praise the Lord with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Amen. Thank all of you for being here. Let's go to God in prayer. Amen. I want to ask my brother, David, a brief word of prayer in the name of Jesus to maintain something. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Brother, do you want to pray?
Hey, God bless you. This is Pastor David Johnson from Pentecostal Power, the House of Prayer in Kansas City, Kansas. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this awesome opportunity of us coming before you, before your throne of grace. Looking unto you, God, because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. God, I want you to touch right now. Touch the leader. Touch Dr. Bernard Johnson, Pastor Dr. Bernard Johnson. Touching everything that he put his hand on, God. Touch his mother. Touch Mother Adelaide Johnson in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We come against you right now. Just trying to come against the prayer line. Come against the ministries all over the world. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We come against you because you think you have power, but you have no power because all the power comes from God. God, I want you to touch every person on this prayer line, everybody that's connected to the prayer line, everybody that's praying for the prayer line, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your will and glory. Touch your people here, there, and everywhere. Heal, deliver, set free, make a way out of no way, fix the condition and solve the problem and meet the need. God, in the name of Jesus, you're God all by yourself. God, we can't be healed unless we call your name. Unless you do it in the name of Jesus. God, I want you to do everything for this prayer line. Let your anointing fall here, there, and everywhere. God, give opportunities like never before, God. Meet needs like never before in the name of Jesus. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Devil, you think you're bad, but you're not. But against principalities, everything that's coming, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, God, bind you. In the name of Jesus, the will of God be upon us, the peace of God, the joy of God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall from heaven. Be here, there, and everywhere like never before. In the name of Jesus, and we bless your holy name, and we give you the honor, the praise, and all the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor David Johnson. I tell you, and good morning to everybody on the prayer line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Y'all kind of quiet that this morning. Come on, let's try that again. Good morning,
everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know y'all got to pray this morning. To the Lord. Amen. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
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 Let's again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Thank God for you marvelous people. Marvelous. Amen. You know, y'all are some of the best people in the whole wide world. My God. And thank God for allowing me to be around people who love the Lord. Amen. Let's give God some praise this morning. Every person on the line, let's give him some praise. Lord, we thank you with glory. First check, everybody. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name. We appreciate everything you've done, everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Favorite songs, and Amen. That's why I know it's from Psalm 34. Amen. Praise the Lord, and I honor God for it. Amen. And I thank God for his word, and I do address, amen, and when I address the house, everybody else can just come on in. I address, amen, our chief ambassador this morning. Good morning to you. Amen. Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen to his brother. Amen. I believe he's Pastor Johnson, too, that came on, if I'm not mistaken. And to, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty, good morning. And we always going to embrace and the grace and the honor of the presence of Mother Adley Johnson, that is still the mother of a nation. All of the ambassadors to elect, and to all of you that is on the line this morning, we do greet you. And here we are this morning with the Wisdom Seminar. Amen. Coming out of Psalm 34:1, we know that this is a psalm of David. Amen. When David was changed his behavior before Amalek and drove him away, and he departed. But even though we know that in this setting that David, amen, went through so many things, but yet it's still David had a heart that was after God, a heart after God. And even though he had finished all of that and had done some things that was against what God did, but he still said, he started out in the first first verse in the chapter 34 Psalms, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Shall continually be in my mouth. And I want to change David's testimony to my testimony. Amen. And I thank David for his testimony. But, amen, so oftentimes, so many times younger, I would say that. But when I became matured in the Lord and things looked like it wasn't going the way I wanted to go, and then I remembered the song that you said out of your mouth, that you would bless the Lord at all times. And sometimes people of God, you know, they do get a little weary. Not supposed to get weary in well-doing, but it comes with the territory. And that's why the Word of God say, be not weary in well-doing. And when things don't go right, and I can say every day we wake up, we may not always feel like praising the Lord, but it is required of us to give God his due benevolence. And when things do go wrong, I've been through a lot of things in my life, amen, praise the Lord, growing up, coming through, still in Christ, go through this, go through that. But I do know if I get in my secret closet and begin to bless the Lord at all times, and the scriptures say his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, my God, sometimes we don't always wake up, amen, and feel like just, you know, praising the Lord. We want to praise the Lord, but the human nature changes from day to day, amen, but the Word of God does not change. And I do know when you begin to praise the Lord, amen, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Oh, yesterday morning I just had a burst of energy. I woke up and I was just ready to give God everything that was within me. And then I woke up this morning and I needed a charge. That's just how we are from day to day. But I still know that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And David went on to say in the second verse, he said, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." And I thank God, because I will. I made a commitment unto the Lord. We're not even realizing that I had to live up to my commitment. I love the scripture so well until I say, "Lord, I will bless you at all times." But when the fiery darts of the enemy came against me, and before I could grow to understand God, I said I would praise you. Now, why is this happening? So as I matured in the Lord and knew that this was on the tip of my tongue, at any time I begin to talk about the Lord. Amen. It's a testimony to others, no matter what goes on, no matter what comes your way, no matter how you act, how you are, what it is, amen. The songs say, I can and I will and I shall bless the Lord at all times. We owe that to God. We owe that to God more and more and more. I can understand why our chief ambassador, God gave him to praise the Lord a thousand times, because it's due unto him. Out of all the things that we do, amen, that is not really in God's plan, it may not be a sin, but it's not in his will, amen, we owe God a thank you. We owe him a praise this morning by blessing the Lord at all times, no matter what the situation is. It is, amen, acceptable unto God to give him a praise at all times. Even when David was going through and looked ugly and everything, when he came out of it, he came to himself and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And even us that are up on the line this morning, when we come to ourselves after we finish crying, after we finish kicking, after we finish saying, why did this happen? After we finish saying, I don't have enough of this, I don't have enough of that. But when you look around and see all what God has done for you and all what he's still doing for you, you just, that negative will override, amen, the positive will override the negative. The positive will override it, and you begin to thank God. Thank God, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I like the third one that say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And that's what we try to do on the First Fruit prayer line every morning, that we magnify the Lord, not ourselves. Amen. Because when we begin to start magnifying the devil, the Lord gets no glory out of that. We magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify me. It goes to dimension. It gets bigger and larger and greater. You cannot imagine how heaven rejoice when he hears all those thank yous, when he hears all those clap your hands, when he hears the dance, when he sees the shout. We're praising the Lord. We're magnifying the Lord. And let us exalt his name together. I truly believe that we're supposed to talk more about Jesus than to talk about ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord, because it is he that has made us and have our beings. Anything that we do is for the glory of the Lord. So when you get a praise and you get an exaltation, make sure you give it back to the Lord and say, it's nobody but the goodness of the Lord. Whenever someone tell me, you know, God really used you today, I give the glory unto the Lord. He get the praise, because without the Lord on the inside, there is nothing to offer up to him. So I just want to let you know in the little short term, amen, that we must. He didn't make it a commandment, but we ourselves ought to make it one for us, that it is commanded unto me. It is required unto me. How dare I get up in the morning? How dare I go through the day without saying I will bless the Lord? Everything that I got, it came from the Lord, and I'm thankful this morning. Everything that I do is because of the Lord, and I thank him this morning. No matter what comes my way, no matter what goes my way, amen, I still will thank the Lord, because I can find something to praise God for no matter what and no matter when. I'm up this morning, I'm clothed in my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. I can praise the Lord with my own lips. Thank you, Jesus. Things may not be the way I want it to be, but thanks the God that giveth me the victory and causes me to triumph. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't get no news last night that one of my loved ones left. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord for that. So, God, this morning, I pray that I've said something to you that have blessed you and can open up this wisdom seminar for you to jump right in there. Actually, this one setting right here can lead into your praise report. As you tell the Lord, I thank you, you could thank God and give your praise report at the same time. It's a wisdom seminar, but it's also a reference of giving God his due benevolence. You give everybody they due benevolence. The tax, they take out your tax whether you like it or not. When you get 65, they're going to take out Medicare whether you like it or not. Amen. When you get to be a certain, when you go to the grocery store, they're going to ring up your groceries and take out the taxes whether you like it or not. That's their due benevolence. So when you get in the presence of the Lord and when you come in the realm of God and holiness and your mindset is different than what it was when you were, amen, a child. That's why the scriptures say when I was a child, I acted as a child, I spake as a child, I did as a child. But when I became a full-grown man, a woman, a being, I put away those childish things and I began to act the way God has created me. He created us for his image and for us to adore him. Amen. All the Christmas songs that you hear, oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. So I know I'm going in another field, but all of that is according to blessing the Lord at all times. Amen. Even before you get on the first fruit prayer line, it should be a thank you before you even get there. So when we get here, we can come together and magnify the Lord with me, with us, amen, and let us exalt his name together. Remember, these praises are not going to Chief Ambassador. They're not going to me, to you. They belong unto God, and his praises is different than anybody else's. So thank God for the word of God this morning out of Psalm 34 and 1. God bless every last one of you is my prayer. And back into the hands of our Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson.
my Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern from North Chicago. Amen. Amen. Now, if she was a man, we would be saying she's a preaching machine. Why can't we say that if she's a woman? I read in the Bible that in Christ there's no east, no west, no bond, no free, no male, nor female. He looks at all of us as just individuals. And by the time you're a preaching machine, by God have mercy. You wake her up at any time of day or night, and this woman got a message. God bless you. Somebody else, give us what the Lord gave you on this. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. I know what.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas, and I definitely enjoyed that powerful word from the woman of God. And just briefly, I just want to join in with David and say, when I think, I thank, and then I shout glory to God. Because even in the text, when David began to look over his life, he began to look at everything that the Lord has brought him through. And if you would take the time like I did, as the woman of God was breaking the word, I began to think all over my life, with, without, within, over, and under. I begin to speak when the devil thought he had me. But I thank God for the victory. I thank God. And then I thank. The first one is T-H-I-N-K. I think. I thank. And then I shout it. And then I thank God for the word. When David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify his name, because his name is greater than any name. I thank God for the word that lets me know that after I have suffered a while, that I'm going through right now, that I can see my
way David rejoiced in it when he says, oh, magnify. And then he said at the beginning of the text, but I will bless. Bless me joy. Bless me happy. I'm coming into this thing with my hand up. I'm coming through it with a shout. I'm coming through it with a praise. I will bless the Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, thank you. But the Bible lets me know that after I have suffered a while, something coming on behind this thing. Where after I have suffered a while, I'm going to do some things with you, but while you going through it with a praise, he said, I'm going to strengthen you where nothing will move and shake you anymore. So I'm going to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because every time I say thank you, something been built up in the inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. But I'm going to strengthen you, I'm going to settle you, and I'm going to establish you. Glory to God. Then I begin to think about the woman who the prophet came to her house, and he said, what do you have? She said, I don't have nothing left. I'm telling you, David felt like that when he was going through, that he didn't have nothing left. Your situations and circumstances will put you in a position where it make you feel like you don't have nothing left, that you don't have a praise, that you look at the situation and thinking it's about to take you out. But the prophet told the woman, and she began to think, oh, I got some bread, a little portion. No, I have some oil. All you need, thanks to God. And I begin to think about David with a phrase. All I need is some oil. And all I know is I'm being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I ought to have some oil. And the oil that I got is in the inside of me, pouring out of my mouth with a praise. So I'm going to let my own run right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though I get crucified with Christ, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So I can say it like David. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I think about Jesus on the way to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Can you go and praise him when you seem like you're carrying a cross? But the Bible says, I will cast everything that I have. Jesus said, cast all of your cares. David said, why are you casting bless me? Bless the Lord. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. Ambassador Stern, you got my gift stirred in my belly. Hallelujah. That oil just want to run out. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Chief Ambassador, if you don't mind me saying this, it was in my spirit. I know that I don't have the authority to say so, but it was in my spirit that I wanted Ambassador Gail Stiff to come in. Amen. She's been a little slack, and I got to stay on her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord heard that, and she came right in. Amen. Praise the Lord, because she knows how to stir up the gift of God. Amen. Thank you for letting me say that. Amen.
My, y'all are something. Y'all have made me happy this morning. Anybody else want to have a word on that? I will bless the Lord at all times, Psalm 34:1. Oh, my God. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Glory to God, Ambassador Stern. I want you to know I'm not sweat. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you.
God bless all of y'all. Y'all have a...
Amen. I'm enjoying this, Chief. Amen. I wish somebody else would come up and say, I'm not slack. I'm ready to say something. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love this.
Oh, my God. Anybody else want to jump and say a word for the Lord? You know, we have our different personalities.
Amen.
Don't think that. Just do it the way the Lord gave it to you. Anybody else? Oh, I will bless the Lord.
God bless you. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I just want to let you know I am not slack. I will bless the Lord in the good times and in the bad times. I'm going to say thank you, Lord. When the bank account is in the negative, I'm going to say thank you, Lord. When the bills are due and I don't know how they're going to get paid, I'm going to say thank you, Lord. When the health is not good, it's not what I want it to be, but I'm going to say thank you, Lord. When the gas is not in the car, I'm going to say thank you, Lord, because I got the car. When it's not our food's not on the table that I want to eat, I'm going to say thank you, God, because I got the table. When the rent is due, I'm going to say thank you, Lord, because I got the house. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. That was beautiful. All of these dissertations this morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
This is Sister McKnight from San Angelo, Texas. I love this prayer line. Thank y'all for sharing all y'all. I mean, I'm not very uplifted. I'm kind of a quiet person, but I praise God every day. I mean, just like the lady before me, you know, she says, you know, how am I going to pay the bills? You know, God always provides, you know. He always helps us. And I just think we have an awesome God. And I'm going to, I don't have an update on my car yet. My brother's still working on it, but he has to work during the week and he's off on the weekend, so just remember me about the car. I really think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna cost any more than what I've given him, as far as money. I think God's gonna show me how to fix it. I just have that.
I believe that too. God's got your back. It's gonna be all right, Sister McKnight.
Yes, you have to have faith in God. All of us. So I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Thank you so much, all of you. I think you kind of led us into where we need to go. Amen. That is my premise. Prayer. I wish the seminar was awesome, awesome, awesome chain. Amen. And thank you all. We spoke on that so very much. Amen. But let's get our prayer request now. People, I've been going through. Let's put Mother Johnson on your prayer list. Amen. She's doing a little bit better, I think. A little better. God woke me up this morning around 2 o'clock, 2:30. And said, I want you to go in there and anoint her head with oil. God, I got up and obeyed the Lord. And I anointed. But he said, I want you to pour the oil on her head. And I put the oil on her head and smeared it on there. And see, this is that's to all of us. And I came back after anointing her head and praying to the Lord. I came back and laid back down. And the Holy Ghost woke me up again and said, I didn't say smear it, I said pour it. And I did. And when I went back there and poured that oil on her head, something happened to her. Oh, my God. A change came. A change came. And I'm just going to give the anointing time to work and see what the Lord does. Amen. So no matter what you're going through, if your mother's sick, bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in your mouth. Amen. There is a connection there to blessing him at all times and praise continually being in your mouth. And there is a connection. It seems to say that if you bless him and obey the Lord and bless him at all times, it will cause a praise to continually come up. And as you open your mouth, all that comes out is a praise. They are connected together. Just like this ambassador was talking and said, the thinking are connected together. I think of the goodness of Jesus, T-H-I-N-K. And when I think, E-H-E-N-K, if you take the A-N out of think and put it in think, and the I-N out of think and put it in think, you still have thinking and thinking. These two are connected together, blessing the Lord, and praise being in your mouth at all times. Yeah. It'll continually be in your mouth. There's something glorious about that. Man, that's why I keep on telling y'all, you can think way to a miracle. Yeah. Just by blessing him all the time. Think the way to a miracle. What happened? The miracle happened. How did it happen? I begin to thank the Lord at all times. Bless him. Something happened. God bless you. Listen, let me move on here to the prayer request. Amen. Look here at the house this morning. Someone, if the Lord lays it in your heart to take these prayer requests, it's open to you. Amen. It's a blessing to receive prayer requests and have the people prayed for. You pray for them. I have others pray for them. That's an awesome blessing. And allow you to have that opportunity if you want it. Your blessings come in right angles. Yeah. You can't see them many times because they're on the horizontal and you're on the vertical. But they come in right angles. So this is a blessing. And perhaps you can't even see the end results right now. That's why I pray and ask God, as you sow your seed, let it come back, not just as a mere plant, but as a tall tree with branches that stretch in the sky so high that you can't even see the end results. You can't see the blessings. They're so high up. But they're there. You can't see them. They're in right angles. God bless you. But if you like to give a prayer request and receive them, there's a blessing in it, I tell you. There's a blessing in it. And I'm going to, instead of me getting the blessing, I'm going to open it up to you. By the way, I'm fasting for you today. Amen. And all the 3-day fast, I hope y'all are on it. Wednesday, Thursday, and also Friday, at 3 o'clock. From 4 at midnight to 3. Some of y'all who didn't go yesterday, you can join us today. Go to 3 o'clock. Boy, you just let me know. Well, I know it's a sacrifice. That's what fasting is. God sees it as a sacrifice that you're making unto him, and he blesses because of your sacrifice. Yeah. All right, who wants to receive these prayer requests? The line is open to you. Anyone?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the service in Riley, area code 773. I will take those prayer requests this morning, and I'm not in a position where I can write them down, but if you don't mind, Dr. Douglas, I can maybe take two and remember and have someone to pray. Is that okay with you?
Any way you want to do it. God bless you.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I don't have a prayer request right off this morning, but I just want to open up the prayer line. Open up the prayer request line. If anyone has a request, please make your request known at this time.
May I ask you to pray for our granddaughter, Bria? She is in the Marines, and she's in boot camp. Amen. And she'll be finishing here around the 16th. She's going to be graduating as a Marine in the 17th. We're going to South Carolina. Be a part of that. But remember Bria. She's quite a young lady. Quite a young lady. Amen. Bria.
All right. I'll do that. Okay, there's another prayer request at this time.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett, spoken prayer with request for the city of Chicago. God bless
you. All right, thank you. And one more, I had said two, but since the other one was unspoken, is there another prayer request?
Mother Digby, I'd like to make a request for all the people with dementia. So many people now that's having this dementia, and I want to request prayer that God will deliver.
Thank you, Mother Digby. You said dementia?
Dementia, yeah. Yes, it's Alzheimer's or dementia.
Right. Okay. All right, we have three prayer requests before us. One is praying for Bria, that's in the Marine at this time. The other one is from Dr. Johnson's granddaughter. And the other one is from Sister Gurnett, unspoken. And Mother Digby praying for people with dementia. Is there one that would like to take that prayer request at this time and pray for those people?
God bless you. God bless you. This is Pastor William. I'll jump in there and take that prayer request.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us and what you're doing right now. We thank you for these good people. We thank you, Bria, God, how she's taken a leap of faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She's taken a great leap of faith. And in this leap of faith, Father, I pray that you, God, would lead her, that you would order her steps. You said, steps of a good man, or even in this case, a good woman, is ordered by the Lord. Father, order her steps in the name of Jesus. Direct her path. Lead her in the path that you, God, will have her to go. In the name of Jesus, let your holy blessing all, God, go before her in Jesus' name, that you will direct her steps, that you, God, would bless her going out as well as help her to understand and to know. Oh, glory to God, that a thousand at her side and 10,000 at her right hand, but it shall not come nigh her dwelling. ISIS shall not come nigh her dwelling. Sickness shall not come nigh her dwelling. Death, warfare shall not come nigh her dwelling. In the name of Jesus, only with her eyes shall she see the reward of the wicked. Father, we pray, hallelujah, for the city of Chicago. Let there be rest. Let there be peace. In the name of Jesus, let there be consolation, that you, God, would bring all things together. In the name of Jesus, you are the reigning king. And, Father, I pray that you bless your people there in Chicago, and not only Chicago, but all around in that demographic area in the name of Jesus. And for those persons who are suffering with Alzheimer's, in the name of Jesus, how in the next year, Father, I pray that you would touch them even right now. Give them spiritual equilibrium, that you would bless them. Give them good balance, and not only balance, you would enhance their memory. Oh, glory to God, that you would bless them going out as well as they're coming in. Say to the Lord, rebuke you and the power of God against you. We are not ignorant of your devices in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we need to defeat you because you are already defeated. You are already defeated, and we are fly. Hallelujah. 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 We apply the blood. Hallelujah. The blood that is shed for us and for the redeemer of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God, bless your people now, and we give you praise. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Johnson. Pastor Williams, for the prayer. I'm sorry, Pastor Williams. Thank you. The prayer line is still open for prayer requests. Is there someone else with another prayer request?
This is Sister Lucio. I have an unspoken request, and I'm asking the saints to pray, Father. His name is Eddie Cook. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Lucio. Is there another one with a prayer request?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I'm asking for prayer for all of the youth that are struggling with their sexuality identification. Let's pray for that condition with our youth today.
Thank you for that request, Sister Hodges. Thank you. Okay, we have an unspoken request. Sister Burnett, I believe, requested, had an unspoken request. Sister Lucio, you heard her request, and you heard Sister Hodges' request. Is there someone that would like to pray for those prayer requests?
Father, we thank you right now. We bless your name, oh God. We come this morning, Lord Jesus, asking your forgiveness in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that you will forgive our debts and our debtors, Lord Jesus. We ask that you would even lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We bow down, O God, because you are the God that moves. You are the God that's alive. You are the God that knoweth all. You are the God, O Lord, hallelujah, that said, I'm Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And we bow down this morning, Lord Jesus, humbling ourselves before you right now, asking you, Lord Jesus, to look on Sister Lucia. Look on the blessing, oh God, hallelujah. Look on her, oh God, for the blessing that you have prepared for her in Jesus' name. And we ask that she be prepared to receive it, oh God, with a clean heart and a clear mind in Jesus' name. Know that he is good. Hallelujah. And God give good gifts to his children. Bless the children. Bless the children.